Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast. I'm Keith Caulfield, Senior Director of Charts at Billboard.
And I'm Jason Lipschitz, Billboard's Senior Director of Music.
What up, J-Dog?
How's it going?
Oh, I'm swell. How's that? How are things in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. Can't complain.
Are you in your neck of out of the woods yet? Are you out of the wood? Never mind.
Out of the woods.
All right. As always, the Billboard Pop Shop Podcast is your one-stop shop for all things pop on Billboard's weekly charts. In addition, you can always count on a lively discussion about the latest pop news, fun chart stats and stories, new music, and guest interviews with music stars and folks from the world of pop.
Keith, this week's Pop Shop is a special fall preview edition of the show. We'll be taking a look at some of the upcoming album releases due out later this year, the ones that we definitely know are coming, as well as the ones that we think are coming, hope are coming, fingers Watch crossed fingers. Are coming. But first, before we get started, Keith, if you enjoy the podcast, if you, Keith, enjoy the podcast, which I hope you do, because you host it with me every week, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast provider so you never ever ever miss an episode. And if you want to explore more podcasts from Billboard, visit billboard.com/podcasts. That is plural.
Okay, so let's get into it. While summer isn't quite over with yet, fall is just around the corner, which means, of course, pumpkin flavored beverages are back at your local Starbucks and Coffee Bean. Remember going to those places? I actually haven't been to either one of those places since COVID started. Have
there
you,
is
Jason?
There's a very safe Dunkin' Donuts that only lets in a couple people at a time. And
pumpkin spice donuts?
No, I'm not a pumpkin. I'm just iced coffee, especially during the summer. Just give me some iced coffee injected into my veins. Usually we'll make coffee at home, but... You know, sometimes it put that mask on and, you know, hand sani ready and go to get a nice coffee.
Hand sani. Halloween, you know, with all pumpkin spice everywhere, you know, Halloween and Thanksgiving can't be too far behind. By the way, what's Halloween going to look like? I mean, masks, great, but we are outside when we trick-or-treat. You know, if you have kids, you're trick-or-treating. So I guess outside, masks, two bonus things. But then you have to actually interact with people and they give you candy. Not a really good look. So Halloween will be interesting this year. And what about Thanksgiving? Like, how are you going to have the family over for meals when they've come? They're not going to come.
Man.
Like, that's not going to happen.
I literally have not thought. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I have not thought about the lack of a Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade until just this moment. And I'm really sad about that.
by the way, I've actually had, because I a couple weeks ago I was I you know how you get you fall into a Google hole, a rabbit hole, and I started to search. I'm like, well, is the Macy's parade going to happen? And their official website had no information about this year's show, and so I started searching for information about, like, marching bands. Will the marching bands be there? And then I found something that basically said none of the marching bands are going to be there. So I'm like, marching bands are gone. And there was some alleged rumor about how it was just going to be like a modified parade with, like, maybe clowns and some small balloons.
Clowns and small balloons. That sounds dreadful.
But it's like, there's, I mean, clearly the parade, if it exists, will have to be incredibly modified. And what about the dog show, the national dog show that comes on after the Thanksgiving Day parade? How's that going to happen?
Yeah, that's tough. So, you know.
Anyway. And
I assume, hopefully, knock on wood, that there will be NFL games going on, because the NFL, as of now, is still planning to go forth with its season without any fans, or with limited fans, I should say. But, yeah, somebody think of the dog show.
Yeah, football in the middle of, like, flu season. Sure. It's just...
Well, listen, Keith, we still have some big releases. That's the one silver lining, I should say, is that there's still some big releases going on, some big albums. Obviously, there will be big single releases. I feel like we've had a hugely eventful summer in terms of single and album releases, which has been pretty cool that there's still tough stuff for us to talk about throughout the summer, and there will be things to talk about this fall. So, you know, let's start with some of the big albums that we know have a release date and are officially coming as far as we know, and then we'll kind of get into the question marks, the albums that are rumored to be coming or have been in the works for years and might materialize this fall. You never know. We are now past the Grammy eligibility period, so whatever we're talking about is not going to be up for a 2021 Grammy Award, but maybe 2022, which feels forever away, but you never know.
Yeah.
So, Keith, let's talk about Big Sean Detroit 2, which I have heard part of and I think is really great, coming out September 4th. And it's interesting because Big Sean is someone that has a huge fan base, obviously, has never had that kind of critically acclaimed album. But I think that, you know, we'll see how this album performs. But I know people are very excited about that one. And then later in September, we have a couple albums, Ava Max, of Sweet But Psycho fame, and Keith Urban coming on September 18th. Any thoughts on any of those? Big Sean, Ava Max, Keith Urban, just in terms of a chart perspective?
I feel like they're sort of the prelude to the storm. They're just the early indications of what might be coming. I think it's been a long time coming for Ava Max, so it's great to see that she's dropping an album after Sweet But Psycho and the success of Kings and Queens. You know, I'm not particularly a huge, like, hip-hop aficionado, but Jason is. So I take his word strongly when he suggests that Big Sean is one to watch.
Well, just in terms of this album, it's definitely a kind of high-profile hip-hop album.
Yeah.
So and is, just very quickly, so is something else coming in September, 2 Chainz' So Help Me God, which is, I'm a big 2 Chainz guy, so I have high hopes for that album.
That's September 25th, I believe.
Yeah.
September 25th is actually sort of like the first really busy day in terms of new releases. There's a new Carrie Underwood album. It's a Christmas album.
By the way, September 25th might be a new record for a Christmas album release in terms of usually you'll get them around mid to late October, I want to say. Sometimes in November, early November, but September 25th, man, that is like I can't even we're not even at October yet and we're already getting Christmas.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, as soon as like October, like, I mean, all holidays just get accelerated. Like Christmas season actually just starts really truly on November 1st now.
Yeah, it's true.
But really, for these albums, I mean, I don't know what the reasoning is behind releasing a Christmas album in September other than just like, heck, why not? I mean, just put it out there, you know, but what do you got to lose? And like putting out a Christmas album at the end of September isn't necessarily like a chart play because like Christmas albums always do better after Thanksgiving anyways. Right. So I don't know. But yeah, Carrie Underwood has her first Christmas album that's coming out on the 25th. There's 2 Chainz, like Jason just said. There's a Joji album. Machine Gun Kelly has an album that week. There's a new Public Enemy album coming out on the 25th. And don't forget, there's a new Super M album out on the 25th as well. Kind of a busy week that week. And that's just what we know of like the really, really big releases that week.
There's also one that is also coming out on September 25th that is not listed here, but is I'm very, very excited about.
Oh, shoot. What did I miss?
Have that I have listened to and I may be writing about in the next couple of weeks, which is a Deftones album called Ohms, which probably won't appeal to the average pop shop listener. It is a pretty intense metal album, but it's awesome. I can confirm that the new Deftones album is quite incredible.
Wow.
I'm going to send it. I'm going to, when it drops on September 25th, Keith, we will, I will send it your way, and then we will start our new podcast called the Metal Shop Podcast.
Metal Shop. It's almost like, you know, when you took a shop in high school.
Yeah.
And there'd be like Metal Shop, and you'd like do some metalworking.
Did you ever take like a wood shop in high school?
No, I did not, which is probably not terribly surprising. I took a typing class. I took a yearbook, took leadership classes.
Yeah. Leadership classes, really?
Yeah. Yeah, we had leadership. It was zero period. It was before school started. Hey man, I was in high school. I was a elected senator. I was on all sorts of committees.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Well, anyway, let's move on. October 2nd, there's a new Bon Jovi album called 2020.
Blackpink, the album. We'll go back to that one in a second. Mariah Carey, The Rarities. We've already gotten Save the Day featuring Lauryn Hill on that one, which is a very good song that I've listened to quite a bit since being released. And Dolly Parton's own Christmas album, A Holly Dolly Christmas, excellently titled.
Perfect title.
So going back to the Blackpink, we've talked about them quite a bit on recent Pop Shop podcasts, but this is a huge release for them, and you know, not only kind of coming as fall prime time and one of the bigger pop releases of this fall, but also featuring Ice Cream, featuring Selena Gomez, and How You Like That. So, you know, I know a whole lot of people are excited about that one.
Jason included, clearly.
Yeah, no, listen, I'd be down. If there's like a kick-ass Blackpink album that comes out in a couple weeks, I'm all about it.
All right. What else is coming in October? I have nothing else. Like with a set release date in October yet. I have a lot of TBDs. I mean, we'll get to them in a second. So I guess we should just quickly rattle off what we know is coming in November, because I have nothing else.
You do that, and I'll come with a couple like deep cuts. Of stuff I want to highlight. But keep rattling.
Dawes album. The new
more metal albums for sure.
I can only imagine. Is there a new Korn project? All right. So in November. Friend of the pod, Kylie Minogue, has a new album called Disco. It's coming out November 6th. We know that Josh Groban has a new album. It's coming out sometime in November. We just don't have a specific date yet. Also in November, there's a new Chris Stapleton album called Starting Over. That's coming out November 13th. And McFly, a band that our friends in the UK will know, they have a new album called Young Dumb Thrills. That's coming out on November 13th as well.
Going back to that Chris Stapleton album, I'm very excited about that album as well. The title track, which came out recently, is a great, great country song. So I want to go a couple quick shout outs in terms of some under the radar stuff, Keith, and I'll try to keep it pop centric, not too much metal, even though
Yo-Yo Ma in there.
Yo-Yo Ma. Even though I will say shout out to the new Marilyn Manson album, which is coming out on September 11th, called We Are Chaos.
I thought about putting that in there, but I'm like, you know, I don't know. But
I'm excited about that one. Just some other under the radar stuff, or maybe it's on your radar. Sufjan Stevens has a new album called The Ascension, coming out September 25th. Also that day, Sad 13 album, Haunted Painting, Sadie from Speedy Ortiz. I've listened to that album quite a lot and love that as well. Are you a Roisin Murphy fan, Keith?
Selected tracks. I'm not super knowledgeable.
Yeah, that's a our colleague Joe Lynch and I are constantly raving about Roisin Murphy. She has a new album for pop fans, Roisin Machine, which is an incredibly titled album. That's all on September 25th. Sylvan Esso also on September 25th. Free Love. My wife, one of her favorite bands is Sylvan Esso.
And I thought you were going to say, my wife knows Sylvan Esso.
Yeah. anyway, aside from that, a couple other things. Future Islands, October 9th with As Long As You Are, great indie band. Mets, another hard rock band. Sorry, I can't stay away from them. Atlas Vending also on October 9th. And Juicy J coming up, I believe that is October 24th, October 14th with The Hustle Continues. And I hear that there is a new Elvis Costello album coming end of October as well.
Yeah.
So some cool stuff coming up. A lot of indie rock stuff. I also skipped over the Mountain Goats have a new album.
The Mountain Goats, well, yeah. No shade to the Mountain Goats.
Here's the thing, man. Like, before I became the pop shop head, I was just a big old indie rock snob. So I'm like, Mountain Goats. Used to play Mountain Goats song on ukulele my freshman year of college.
And you still play the ukulele?
I think I can. I have one. I have to get it tuned, though.
Well, I mean, like, I have instruments in the house, too, but I can't play them. So, like, you'd have to get it tuned, but you could actually still play something if forced to?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can definitely remember a lot of the ukulele stuff I can play. It's just like remembering a very small set of chords. Yeah, mostly like Shins and Decemberists and Block Party songs, all the stuff that was out in the mid 2000s.
Oh, I'm loving this.
Way.
Okay, we can't just talk about Jason and his ukulele.
Let's talk about what we're hoping will be coming out this fall.
Keith, it's a big long list.
Yeah, do you want to rifle through these?
Yeah. So here are albums that have been talked about as if they are actually coming, but they just haven't announced a date. So I think there's a Michael Bublé album that's coming. Like at some point earlier this year, they said there was one that was coming. Jason, I think there's a Lana Del Rey spoken word album that's supposed to accompany her book, right? That's coming?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that the date has changed a couple times, so I don't know if that's officially confirmed, but hopefully.
WAP, Cardi B's WAP with Megan Thee Stallion is supposed to be, I believe, the first single from her next proper studio album, which I would assume has got to be just around the corner. And I think there's a Metro Boomin 21 Savage album as well. I feel like that's been talked about a lot, and I think...
Oh, man. Without Warning, too, I would be so happy. Oh, that would be incredible.
And then there's, of course, the inevitable Kanye West album that I feel like he's been talking about for a while. I mean, knowing...
Well, it was supposed to come out July 24th.
Maybe he'll time it for Election Day.
Yeah.
You know, he is running for president. Two albums that were supposed to come out earlier this year but are now postponed until a to-be-determined date. There's the new One Republic album, Human, and Alicia Keys' new album, Alicia. Same thing with Sam Smith. He had an album that was on the horizon but has now been pushed back to a time we don't know. I think there's a new Youngblood album that's just around the corner. Those, I think, are the things that we know are kind of definitive-ish.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
I hope we get that Sam Smith album because they've dropped some really strong singles and songs that have really grown on me over the past few months. So it's only been two albums, and I hope we get that third.
Yeah. What else?
Good fall. Very quickly. Good fall music too. Come on. It's just like weather's getting colder. Some heartbreak. Some yearning. Let's do it. Come on, Sam.
Yeah. And then we have some folks where it feels like it's time for an album or it feels like we've heard something in the ether or we know they've been working on something for a billion years and maybe this is the year they'll drop it. So on this list, and this is not exhaustive, there's, look, a Jonas Brothers album maybe. I feel like I heard something a very long time ago about how there's allegedly another album coming. I think Shawn Mendes is in the same boat. I feel like I heard something about a Brockhampton album. And then sort of a couple, and we can go back and talk about these. Then there's like three more that I feel like they've been working on them for a long time. There's a new Rolling Stones album that has been in the works for a billion years. Of course, the Rihanna album, who knows when we'll get it. And Adele's new album, which maybe it'll come out this fall. We don't know. Thoughts on those, Jason?
Yeah, those are the two albums that I always get asked about in terms of
Adele
just
and Rihanna.
Just friends. Being like, hey, like, where's that Adele album? Or hey, where's that Rihanna album?
She's in the studio with Rihanna.
I have no idea. I do think that it's just hard to say about any of these because you've already seen so many timetables messed up because of the pandemic, understandably so. And you know, these long-awaited albums, hopefully they materialize this year, but who knows, because all of these plans just keep getting upended. I will say that the one that stands out to me, I would be surprised if we didn't hear anything from Brockhampton this year, just because they're so prolific, and they haven't gone a full year without a project in recent memory. So I'm hoping we get something from those guys before the end of the year.
Especially because what was the name of that single that actually caught on?
Sugar. Yeah.
Yeah. Like after that, like that's a pretty good look. So you'd feel like, all right, like maybe there's some momentum now to kind of capitalize on that with the next project. I think the other thing that's impacting a lot of the artists that we mentioned is that a lot of them are very sort of traditional, you know, artists in the sense where like they come from a time where it was all about, you know, going on talk shows and doing press and doing live performances and kind of being there in person. They're not streaming oriented rappers necessarily that can just drop an album on Spotify and Apple and it like does gangbusters. So I think that will also weigh into whether or not these albums do come out. Like obviously Rihanna can just drop an album and it'll be big. But for someone like Adele, like, you know, you want the album to have the full court press.
Right. Yeah, and it'll be also interesting because people are going to want to try to guesstimate when the pandemic will, you know, be subsided enough that they can tour behind albums. So maybe they say, you know what, we're going to scrap this year and just hold the project for 2021 and then kind of
wait it out.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I hope we get some cool stuff this year, though.
Well, anything else about sort of upcoming fall releases have we sort of covered as much as we possibly can, knowing what we know right now at the time of this recording?
You know what? I want to hear from our listeners. I want to hear from people. What are they excited for this fall? Is it the new Deftones album or the new Marilyn Manson album? It's, you know, it's probably one of those two.
Or the album, or I just thought of one. Wasn't there supposed to be a Demi Lovato album that hasn't come out yet? Like, that was supposed to come. That wasn't there an album that she was working on? I don't know.
There was, yeah. I don't know if we're going to get that this year, but who knows?
So much music.
Man, I would love a surprise Demi Lovato album. That would be awesome.
Let's make it happen. Let's just will it into the universe. All right. Well, now it's time for the chart stat of the week. Ten years ago this week, Katy Perry got her first number one album on the Billboard 200 with Teenage Dream. The set premiered atop the list dated September 11th, 2010. It followed her breakthrough success with her Capitol Records debut album, One of the Boys, which peaked at number 9 and spawned three top 10 Hot 100 hits, including the number one, I Kissed a Girl. Teenage Dream would prove to be an even bigger hit-making project for Perry, as the album generated 5 number one singles. It remains the only album by a woman to launch 5 number ones on the Hot 100 chart, and just the second album ever after Michael Jackson's Bad. Teenage Dream would spin off the number one's California Girls featuring Snoop Dogg, the title track, Firework, E.T. featuring Kanye West, and Last Friday Night, TGIF. The album would go on to generate multiple Grammy Award nominations for both the album itself and its singles, including nods for Album of the Year and Record of the Year for Firework. So there you have it. 10 years ago this week, Katy Perry was living the dream at the top of the Billboard 200 with her first number one album, Teenage Dream. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, let your colors burst. Okay. We've reached the end of our big fall preview show. Any parting words, Jason?
You know, it really is. I love the fact that the sixth single from Teenage Dream that almost made it to number one, but did not, that would have broken the record instead of just tied the record, was called The One That Got Away. I always liked that.
So should we go out on The One That Got Away?
Hell yeah.
All right, see you guys next time. So
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.